Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial Moses, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals. And join me as I am your guide on today's episode, where each and every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific time, we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and figure out what their habits and traits are. And then we put out a step-by-step strategy so you too can incorporate these habits into your everyday lives. With these strategies and concepts, you're able to start your day the millionaire way. For this very fabulous Tuesday, September 28th, 2010, the day before our free publicity day for Season 7, we are doing the first of a three-part series on personal magnetism. We hear so much about the law of attraction, creating abundance, focusing on what we want, affirming what we want, casting aside and releasing those things that we don't want. What's important is being part of the universal flow of energy. But if our energy is confused, drained, staticky, how are we going to do that? One of the things that I find synonymous with all the different self-help information that's out there is that it tells you what you need to be doing, but it lacks a foundation of explanation so you have understanding, and it also lacks implementation instructions. How do we do this? People say you need to feel the life flow. You need to bring the universe to you. But how do you connect to it when you're not even sure what it is? Well, on today's show, we are going to be preparing ourselves to receive. And this is going to be the first in our three-part series on personal magnetism. What we need to do is understand why everyone is telling us that we should be attracting more stuff in our lives. And we are getting exactly what we're putting out there in the universe. Well, simply put, the way the body functions is the same way every other being in the universe functions. And it starts with a single cell of life force. Everything we know is based on what we've discovered. And for thousands of years, we understood that we had some sort of power, but we're not sure how it connected, how we did this. And it's very simple. Everything in the universe has energy. From the basic atomic level, each particle has a charge. And when you collect enough particles together, these atoms become the basis for all sorts of things. Just like we don't just have cars, but we have cars that have a frame and then the body and the motor and the systems like lighting and sound and braking are all assembled so you have one car. You don't refer to that car as what its assemblage is. And we don't refer to our bodies that way either. But our bodies are comprised of cells that emit life force, that actually conduct life force, which means it has a positive and a negative side. You collect enough cells, you have tissue. You collect enough organized tissue that do the same function or a specialized function, then you have organs. And then when you have a collection of organs, you have systems, like your lymphatic system, your pulmonary system. And then when you collect enough of these systems together, you then have the complete experience of the human body. As we go through lives every day, the alarm goes, we roll over, we kiss the spouse, we let the dog out, we change the baby's diapers, we get the other kids ready for school. Then we drop everybody off, we make the husband's lunch, we take him to work, we go and do all these things each and every day, like it's on autopilot. We hardly have time to think about our day, let alone think about our basic molecules that we are comprised of. But if we take a step back and start to begin living consciously, and when I say that, what I mean, and we'll learn so much more about it this weekend when we talk with Dr. Nathaniel Brandon, is that pay attention to what goes on. Actively respond to every situation as opposed to just react on some autopilot. By living consciously, we are aware of what's going on inside of us and outside of us. So the first part of preparing to receive is to be living consciously. Now, what we need to do is find out how much life force we have, meaning our magnetic energy. How much is in there? And then we need to figure out how do we balance it? And then finally, how do we increase it? So today we're going to identify how much magnetism we have. Now, our personal magnetism can be amplified or reduced by things in our environment. Specifically, leather or silk will hinder our magnetic ability. It reduces or cuts or blocks the magnetic field. Because it came from living organisms, it has its own level of conductivity. And when we wear things like that, jewelry especially, what we do is we decrease our magnetism. So in order to identify what our magnetism is, we need to remove any jewelry, any leather or silk. Artificial fibers are okay. You don't have to completely disrobe. But find a place where you can sit down on a non-metallic chair, where you don't have any obstructions, and simply sit there and take both of your hands and place them facing each other in front of you at about chest level, about 4 to 6 inches apart. See if you notice anything. What we need to do, give it a moment. Some of us, based on our diets, our exposure to toxins in the environment, and our mental state right now, we might have trouble finding that magnetism. And that's okay. If after a minute or so you're still not feeling it, bring your hands closer together. You're probably saying to yourself, what feeling am I looking for? You could be experiencing a few different types of sensations. One would be warmth. You feel the warmth between your palms and your fingertips. You might feel a tingling sensation on one side or the other, inside your parallel hands. Or you might feel both. You might also feel a pressure, like two magnets that oppose each other, how they repel back. And it might feel like your hands are being placed on a balloon that's kind of keeping you from bringing them too close together. If you're still not feeling it, bring them a little bit closer together and a little bit closer together. You don't want to touch your other hands because what you'll feel is your circulation and your heartbeat and you'll lose the magnetic force. Try to bring yourself to a proud an inch and a half together. Can you feel that energy back and forth? You should really be able to feel it now. But if you're experiencing chaos in your magnetic environment, you're probably not going to feel a whole lot. It might just be faint, and that means that your magnetism is off. And we need to correct those magnetic fields. Play with this throughout the day. Whenever you have a moment, take off all of your jewelry. Make sure that you don't have any leather or any silk on. And just feel that magnetic field. Feel that magnetic energy. And just observe it. We're not going to do anything else with it. All we're going to do is observe. Next week, in part two, we're going to learn how to balance our energies. How do we balance our magnetic field so that our polarities are operating in the proper fashion? We're going to talk about what side of your body brings in energy and what side of your body lets it go. We're also going to explain how the flow goes through your body and how your body conducts its magnetic fields and the power and importance of that. Thank you so much for joining us today. Play with your magnetic field throughout the day. Remember to do your affirmations that you've been collecting over the last few episodes and weeks. And be sure to turn in to tomorrow's midweek update. If you're an entrepreneur or you have a product or service to sell, we are doing free publicity day on the midweek update, and you will have your chance to become part of a 30-second nationwide commercial and an online blitz to over 500,000 subscribers to our electronic magazine. We'd love to have you be a part of it. You must register in order to participate. All you have to do is go to www.unlockyourwealth.com for detailed instruction. We look forward to having you on tomorrow's show. And as always, Season 7 kicks off with Ayn Rand's Intellectual Heir, Nathaniel Brandon. All that, plus our regularly scheduled segments on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you so much for sharing your time today. And take this magnetic therapy to start your day the millionaire way. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Here's to your financial independence. Finally, financial freedom can be yours.